When two worlds combine, it sparks into existence a brand new life of clarity and cosmic insight. This is the truest form of alchemy. Join Becky Gregory and Hillis Pugh on Cosmic Insight, only on Real Revolution Radio X.
Hello, Cosmic Explorers. This is Rebecca Gregory here with Cosmic Insight, and I'm here with my fabulous co-creator.
I'm Hillis Pugh, and welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to another edition of Cosmic Insight. And today's guest
is Art. Yes, and we should have pre-recorded, Hillis, what just happened with my little breakdown, my little spiraling of getting situated for the show, because we are in this new moon energy, and I don't know about you. Have you been spiraling today?
You know, I've got a lot of really insightful information today and in the past week of my life. You know, it's interesting in how sensitive empaths, people that do this work, are really in tune with these energies, and sometimes we could just go bonkers. It's amazing times we're living in, you know, beautiful times. And speaking of beautiful times with, you know, Aquarian energy, new moon energy, and galactic calendar energy, and all this energy just makes me dizzy.
Yeah, I can't keep up with it anymore. I'm just like, I just need to focus on me and my energy right now. Because I don't know about you, you know, and I guess a lot of listeners out there, and I want to say this too, if, you know, Hillis and I started this show together, you know, starting at the end of last year, moving into this year and moving forward. So, you know, I really want to open up, you know, we're here for you guys. That's why we started the show. We said on the first one we did together, but, you know, please email us or send us information if you want us to get somebody as a guest, or there's something you really like to know about, or something you're struggling with that you like information to help move forward. Because, you know, we are in this together, you know, moving through what is happening in our humanity right now in this great shift, or should I say the great shit show, and moving into the great shift of all. So who knows? But anyhow, I just wanted to reach out and just say that, you know, that we're here just as beacons for you guys. So let us know, you know, what you want to hear, what you'd like to see, what information that you really require right now. So do you want to add to that, Hillis? I just kind of jumped into
No, actually, that's perfect, because I was thinking the same thing, because, you know, we are in the beginnings of this new energy, and people are in this infancy of adjustment. And so what does that look like? You know, it's a baby throwing a temper tantrum, and that's what we're in right now. We're all throwing temper tantrums on some level. And so when you're throwing a temper tantrum, it's either one, to get attention, two, because you have no idea what's going on, or three, you just want help and don't know how to get it, or how to ask for it, or step into it. And so when we are in this infancy of these new energies and this adjusting, you know, just think of as any baby that's being born, and think of that, and think of how you want to be supported in that. Because, you know, that's part of what we do as medicine people and shamans and light workers and energy facilitators and transmuters of all there is. That's what we do. And so it's in that is so much gratification.
Yeah,
we're here.
We're here. We're moving it in, moving it with you together. So, and I did say shit show, and I didn't mean that literally, the shit show, because it's just, that was just, you know, this expansion of just letting go of, you know, I meant by that is just, I know for myself and what I've been going through is just this huge expansion of really drilling down at a whole nother level. We talked about it earlier today, of who I am and not knowing who I am. And it's just like, and it's just like, I'm in this, like, I don't know about you, Hillis, but just in this space of, I know who I am or who I was. I'm feeling into what I desire right now. And really stalking myself at another level that I've never done before, of getting more money, like fine tuning that and knowing, and then also this knowing, this feeling of being that way shower and moving into the new energy that is coming ahead, but being in this space here at this time. So it's just like this, a huge, just like, I mean, I was sitting with my energy today and it was literally just like, this is what I could feel, just going in and out and moving through that. And just feeling into the emotions that are coming up. And it's not, and for me, it's like, I've been rolling through a lot of stuff, but it's like at a different level. Are you feeling the same thing? It's like a level where, you know, like the old stuff's gone. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. Like what happened to me when I was little, I mean that, it happened. You know, I went through it. So what emotions now, or what feeling inside my body is still stuck around that, but the story doesn't matter. What energy do I still, that I need to make room for now, because it's just not what it's supposed to be now. And what it's supposed to be, I can't question it. I just have to trust and let it unfold and be in the unknown of it, in the knowing that I need to follow what's in my heart with no questions. So that's kind of where I am.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, the term that you use, shit show, I mean, it is what it is. People label things the way they need to label it. And sometimes when we label things, it's tied to our emotions. And so if calling it that makes you feel better, then by all means, call it what you need to label it. Because that's where the power of the energy resides. It starts off in the body. You know, this energetic manifestation of the emotional space that we're in, and then we just have to label it to give something, some responsibility to it. Because when we give a label to it, when we give energy to it, it's that label. So it's like that part of what this is, part of what this trauma is, part of what this experience is, part of what my childhood is, part of what my adulthood is, or some people are now calling it adulting. You know, it's whatever label you put on it to get you comfortable, because we all have to find some comfort, some ease in it, you know? And it's in a space now to where we are completely clueless of where the energy is, because, you know, humanity, well, civilization hasn't reached this time before. So as a collective, we are all figuring this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may be a half step ahead or a half step behind of those
at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I feel. We're like in all those spaces all at once.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you know, speaking of spaces, you know, last night I had this dream, and then sometimes, you know, when I wake up, I forget my dreams, and throughout my day, there are certain triggers that help me to remember what this my dreams. And so that was the case today. I totally forgot my dream when I woke up, but I was triggered mm-hmm. today by an experience that that helped me to remember the dream. And so I was in my dream. I was in this, my sacred space, and I see my altar with my crystals, but it was a little bit different as opposed to a rectangular shape. It was almost like a half moon shape, and I was approaching the altar from behind. So I was seeing the crescent, the outside of the moon mm-hmm. first. And I'm walking in and I notice this guy here, which is a black and Dara.
Yeah.
Black and Dara crystal.
See, you're having trouble too.
Yeah. And it's black. And so it's just a reflection of the light. And so this particular crystal here is a black iridium crystal or black and Dara crystal. And I noticed that. I was like, why am I noticing this out of all the others? And I have a lot of crystals on my altar. And I'm like, why is this one so in particular? And so when I paused and took maybe about 5-minute meditation to understand what was the purpose of this. It's to really help me to step out of my fear, to really step into me being who I am, to really allow myself to release that fear and be the light in the dark and embrace that. And I say that for everyone who's watching, because you know, now is the time for us to let go of using don't swear, but let go of that shit. Let it all go. Because as you said before, what good is it doing us now, especially in this new energy?
Yeah. So what came to me while you were saying that is be the reflection in the world, not the projection, of what was.
Yes. And speaking of overcoming fears.
I think you did one this week, did you?
I did. And it all started, this particular fear of heights, all started when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to dreams, I remember having this reoccurring dream to where I would jump or fall over my second floor balcony. I was maybe about 5 years old at the time. And I would just keep falling and falling and falling and falling. And then I wouldn't hit anything. I would just infinitely fall. And I would wake up and then that would be it. And so this was a reoccurring dream of mine, and I really didn't know what the message was behind it. And so that began my fear of heights. I mean, I could sit in a plane, I could travel, I'll be fine. But if I am like in a 4, 5, 6 or higher floor building and I'm looking straight out, I'm okay. But if I look down, don't touch me, don't move me, don't do anything. And that was just let me be in my space. And I'm like, what's the craziest thing that I could do to overcome this fear of heights? What's the craziest thing?
What is it?
Skydiving. And so this has been on my bucket list for quite some time to overcome this fear of heights by way of skydiving. And so this weekend, this past weekend, I went skydiving to overcome this fear of heights. And I'm like, what the heck am I doing? What am I getting myself into? And luckily, you know, my neighbor, he's been skydiving almost 50 times. And he's like, oh my God, you want to go skydiving? I'm like, yeah, you know, all hesitantly. And so we drive about an hour and a half away to go skydiving. Go through the whole process of register and take this 20-minute class or make safety class and blah, blah, blah. And so it comes time to get ready to go skydiving. The guy, you know, and this is a tandem. I'm not doing this by myself. Not a pro to do it by myself. And so this is a tandem. No, not yet. You got to at least have, you have to have, I think it's said 3 to 5 dives before you can do it by yourself.
Yeah, 3 to 5 dives. Yeah. I think it's,
yeah. And so the guy, I really love this person. I'm not naming the name of the place or the individual, you know, just for whatever reason. And so the guy, he puts the harness on me. He's making me super comfortable, making me put and feel at ease. And so I'm looking at the countdown. It's maybe about 5 minutes before the plane comes in, before we all get on the plane. And so we all get on the plane. I have my harness on. He's strapped to me. And I'm like, okay, all right, what's happening? And we start to go up, 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 up. About 14,000 feet were up in the air. And by this time, they are what they call fun jumpers, which people have done, you know, 25 or more dives, and they can just dive whenever. And so I'm in the back of this small plane, and I see 6 people jump out at once. They did like this free fall jump. I'm like, oh my God, what just happened? 6 people just fell off the plane. I'm like, ah, and I'm freaking out. And so then next, it's 3 people that jump. I'm like, what the heck, people? I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, just, and I'm like, okay. And then the instructor, he's like, okay, you're good. Just relax, you know, keeping me at ease. And next thing I know, I'm up next. I'm like, oh God. And my friend who I was with, he said, if you could see the look on your face before you got out there playing, it was
probably. I can feel the look on your face right now as you're explaining this.
And you ever see a person's eyes get really big when mm-hmm. something like that was
you're my like a cartoon character.
Yeah, my eyes were probably twice as big. And so I don't even think there was a countdown.
No.
No, he just like
go.
Yeah, and next thing I know, I'm out of the plane and I'm like screaming my head off. I'm like, ah, just screaming. I'm like free falling for about a minute at 120 miles per hour, right? Screaming my head off, like, and then he pulled the chute. Now what? So this is what life is like up here.
Beautiful. And what was it your feeling then? Like that release.
Yeah.
It is. That release, what did that feel like in that moment of facing that fear and letting go and just like opening and expanding to it?
See, it was terrifying. The free fall was terrifying. It was exhilarating and terrifying at the same time because, you know, all these thoughts running through your head. I'm like, what is happening? What am I doing? Am I crazy? And all these thoughts, you know, because those who have done this, you know, 50 and 200 and 400 times. I mean, you're used to it.
My nephew has jumped. What did I tell you the other day?
Like 4,300.
4,300 times. He does it. That's like what he does. That's his life. That's his joy. So, yeah.
But the feeling that when the chute opened, it was bliss. And the analogy was that no matter how fast or how far you fall, there's always something there to catch you, you know, that, and that was like it for me. Like I am floating through this divine space. I'm floating in the sky, looking at everything. And I was at peace until he started doing these turns. I'm like, roller coaster ride. You know, like he's doing all these little maneuvers. And I'm like, okay, all right. And so when I finally landed, it was like, yeah, I did it.
Awesome. So you actually just went through experiencing what everybody's experiencing right now of jumping into the fear, going through the new world and the new energy and shifting and changing and getting yourself knocked off track for a second and coming back. So what a beautiful analogy for everyone tonight to experience your skydiving extravaganza facing your fear.
You know, and I think that's what we're all in right now. We're all in this space of really comprehending what this is that we're moving through and coming to understanding and accepting what this is we're moving through, because it's different than what we've ever known before.
Yes.
As a collective humanity. I mean, it's unprecedented. And I know that word has been overused a lot lately, but I can say that with confidence at this time here on this planet is unprecedented. We have never reached this far as a point in humanity before. I mean, people talk about the great civilizations, not lands, but civilizations of Lemuria and Atlantis. They got to where we were before the winter solstice. They got up to great heights of balancing, you know, masculine, feminine, and mm-hmm. this technology and all of this other stuff. Then things went out of whack. Things got out of balance, and off they went.
Off they went. And we've been out of balance for so long. We're coming into moving into that feminine energy to find that balance, you know, coming into this new wave, you know, the Mayans, we've talked about Carl a couple of weeks ago, the nine waves, we're coming into that ninth wave, simultaneously working with all the other waves at the same time. So it's like, sure, it's just really, and I find for myself, I found this week, you know, I'm going to be completely honest, you know, it's been a little challenging for me since the new year. You know, I've been in this, like, I don't know, it's just this experience of just so much at one time, but been kind of in a cave, I guess you could say. And I've had, I've really learned that right now it's really going into the silence and being quiet in a way, but we could take action as well when we're, and being in the silence at the same time. I had, I've been dealing with this knee problem that popped up in my dreams, and we've been unraveling. It's just, it's been a thing, but I know it's a multi-level thing stemming from a lot of stuff, and it's just moving and shifting. But I did, for me, you know, it wasn't even fear, but I guess facing challenge and looking at something that I've kind of been holding on of moving forward. When things get tough, sometimes I might retreat back and settle in. So I pushed myself to go for a walk one day on my knee, and I had my little walking sticks for the trails. And I remember walking along, and all of a sudden just my knee like shifted all of a sudden, and just the pain. I was just like, I literally screamed out. It was just like, and I wanted to stop there. I'm like, no, it's too much. And I was just that feeling of the hesitation where sometimes it gets too much. We get overwhelmed. We want to stop. But I sat down, and of course I sit down on a log that had a lion's mane mushroom, like on the front of it. And with my friend, who loves to collect mushrooms, just her eyes were like bugging out. I could feel her energy like, oh, a lion's mane. And I just sit, and I remember just sitting there, and you know, she just held space for me, and I just composed myself. I felt into the pain in that moment, allowed it to express what it needed to express. And I just breathed into it and went into the silence of me just for a few minutes, and I was going to turn back. And I was like, no, you got to keep on going this time. You know, it's not time to turn. We can't turn back anymore. You know, it's time. We just can't turn back anymore. It's not in the back. It's not in the past. We need to move forward. And then that was kind of message. It was for myself. I'm just saying with everyone here. Maybe. And so I got up and I just kept on going. And yeah, and every step, you know, it was still a little sore, but I managed to work through it. And I just kept on going. I was up and down the hills, and then I'm walking along and I received some magic. So I'm walking along and I looked in the woods off the path, and my friend collects things as well. And I'm like, oh, I was like, is that a skull? And she's like, I don't know. Let me go see. So she hikes in the woods, and it was a raccoon skull.
Oh my God. Like,
when do you find a skull of an animal? And, you know, being working with nature the way I do and the animals. So that was just such a gift to me to be given that, you know, of, you know, almost like you got this, you know, like, so I guess the other thing, and then later on, parallel to where kind of we found that skull, we walked around, she found the skull of an ibis.
What?
Yes. So it's like, we even though we're in this challenging time and all these things are happening, you know, to stay in that silence, to move forward, but to be in your space, and the magic is there, and we are being held, even though it might not feel, and we might be feeling the pain and the chaos around us. I guess that's what I needed to say.
Yeah, I think so. And what's fascinating about this, and what I want to pick your brain about it a little bit more, is when you talk about shifting through the pain. I mean, I know you said that you had to do it, and really allow that to happen. But the power in that is about the shift, mm-hmm. about being completely aware that, yeah, something's wrong, something's not right, but what can I do within me to shift? So I want you to go in and maybe elaborate a little bit more about that process, what it was like for you, because I know on some level, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, we're all experiencing that for the pain.
Yeah. And that's what it's about, on whatever level it's on, mental, emotional, it's all the same. It's all the same. And it's all about going in. So I'll just go into the experience of what I went in that moment. And I do this all the time. It's once going in yourself and being silent and really just allowing yourself wherever that discord is, I guess you could say, or that disturbance, that's out of balance, because that's all it is, pain or whatever is, it's just being out of balance. And our body is out of balance when it's speaking to us about something else that in our lives on another level. So it's like, it all works together. It all talks together, but we have to learn the signs and the symbols to listen. And that's to listen when that comes up. so we can move through that. So in that moment, and I do this all the time, whenever I get pain, I literally just stopped, sat, breathed, and I felt into it. And I just kind of asked it what it was going on, what I needed to, you know, release it and just breathed with it. And I surrendered and opened to it in that moment that I don't need to be. And, you know, pain is just an illusion. It's something we tell ourselves we have to feel here. And we really don't have to feel pain. We are just so conditioned to be in the world of pain and suffering.
Yeah, you hit on two things.
So yeah, breathing through and allowing it to step in. You know, I love water as a great element to be the flow of the water and just open the dam. It's just like a dam gets stuck.
Yeah.
So in that moment, I was able, you know, to do that. So I hope that helped explain what you were asking me.
Yeah, it does. And what it opened up to is, when you said that pain is an illusion, and you know, we feel into this. And so it goes back to the conditioned learning that we have, the mental faculties, you know, of the body. Because, you know, we feel this, you know, we feel this, we feel all of this. But any other sensation, physical, mental, whatever, emotional, is all experienced. And those experiences register in our memory, in our mind, in our cells. And so we relate or tie in these experiences of whatever what was felt to give the label to process, to understand, for us to really know what this is. And so when we step out of that experience, what does it become?
Yes. And to know too, you know, in saying that, Hillis, and feeling, you know, we're, as I was saying before, all parts working together, that experience is just the other levels and layers of us. You know, when it gets all the way down to the physical part of us, it's all those other levels speaking to us and we're not listening. So it gets down to something
concrete,
like you're not listening. So you're getting a slap on your hand because you don't want to see it, you know, and it's that ego part. And, you know, and just getting out of, you know, the labels of everything. You keep on saying labels. So it's like, that's been something that's been spiraling me. Like I was driving to St. Augustine the other day. That's just my favorite place to drive. You know, I drive down there all the time. It's my getaway, my little journey away. But I was looking at, you know, labels was really coming to me, how we so anchor into having to have a label on everything.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter because it is the soul who is in charge, if you will. It is the soul who gives you this identity that you choose to live with. And yes, having labels makes it easier to go about your day to day and to put everything in this bucket. But you're just still surrounding yourself with these limitations of these identifications. And so now, being in this new energy, we're all in this chaotic space of letting it all go. And that's what part of this chaos is. The part of this chaos that we're feeling, part of this uncertainty that we're feeling is the newness being born.
Yes. And what a beautiful thing. I'm so glad we brought up labels, because I think it's a really important topic or subject to discuss right now, because that's our whole labels, identification, or, you know, assemblage point, you know, where we've been anchored in of what we've been told we're supposed to be, from what we look like, our skin, or whatever it might be, how we act, what, you know, what we are, Mary, you know, it's just a whole rabbit hole of shit, you know, but we're so meshed in all that. It's just like a big ball of yarn that's been meshed together. And And now it's all unraveling. So it's, and I've been struggling, you know, that's one of, I guess, the biggest things my whole entire journey that I've been struggling is, what do I label myself? What do I call myself? I've said this before, you know, I started in hypnotherapy and, you know, all the energy work, everything I've done, but I'm always like, people ask, what do you do? And I'm like, I never can really answer because I'm like, I really don't have a definition. I can't I resist labeling myself because it's not who my soul is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just am who I am. Why do I have to show my credentials, or why do I have to label myself, or, you know, why can't you just look at me, feel the energy of me, feel the vibration that you vibrate with me, and know that I can help guide you and assist you on where you want to go.
Yes. Just like, you know, and like I said, in the previous show with Sherry, you know, watching Lovecraft, you know,
got to that one, huh?
Yeah, I love that episode because it's like, when she says, name yourself.
Yeah. And I think, and that's all what we need to do. I really feel that's the little pivotal point that we are all exploring right now.
Yeah.
Is just taking that yarn and dragging it out, you know, and just looking at every piece. As I was saying earlier, when we were recording that show with Sherry, you know, even at a cookie, like, do I really like chocolate? Do I really like, oh no, I'm back to the cookies again. You're going to have the cookies. I don't know why I might be hungry. But I know it sounds silly, but it's to that point of us. Like it's, you know, it's not only, you know, people we come in contact and belief systems we talk, but also it's also the environment we live in, the energies around us, you know, what we're eating and the shit they put in our food. And so it's just this whole conglomeration of everything of stuff, you know, and it's time that we all say enough is enough
of this stuff.
Of this stuff, because this isn't who we truly are. And we have the opportunity now to be in a space to make that shift.
Yeah. And I am being guided to share this personal experience. I haven't talked about it in quite some time, but I'm being asked to share this. After my mom passed, mm-hmm. There was a moment I was going through her stuff. And you really never know anyone, not even your parents, mm-hmm. until after they passed. So after they made the transition. And I say that because my mom and I were very close. You know, we had our rough patches, you know, here and there, but my mom and I were close. And, you know, I knew, you know, my mom was going through stuff, but what person isn't? But it wasn't until when I started going through her room, you know, opened up her journal and saw some of the things that she wrote and how depressed and sad she was and how much she wanted to change her life and how much she wanted her life to be better and how much she was holding on to the past, you know, because that's when life was good for her. You know, when I was a kid and one of the things that I kept was a jewelry box. It had it was a music mm-hmm. jewelry box. It had a little unicorn on the front. And every now and again, I wind it up. But what was in it was some of the stuff I gave her when I was a kid. And I know that for me was my keepsake mm-hmm. From her. But I say all of that to say that, you know, my mom, she was experiencing all this stuff, trying to find who she was, and she never really found who she was. And you know, and I say that because it's a little heartbreaking mm-hmm. because, you know, my mom was 60 when she passed and she never really found who she was.
Yeah. And I thank you for sharing that story. And I feel you right now. And thank you for showing your heart here, because that's what it's all about. But yeah. I can't relate to you because I, unfortunately, both of my parents are still alive in that the passing, but I can say I've noticed, I think that generation, you know, my parents, I don't know how old that one's 80, and it doesn't matter. But, you know, that generation are so stuck in that, because I look at both of my parents and I see how they're so stuck in like the past and the guilt and the shame, and they just hold on to it so much. And I'm just like, and so I can totally relate to that age, you know, that being in that space of not, and how it is, it's heartbreaking for me. As I said, I can't relate to you not having my parents here physically, but for me, you know, from the heart, it breaks my heart with my parents that they can't see that they can let go of this. Like, they don't believe they can let go and find themselves. It's like, no, this is what I was dealt and I have to deal with it until I pass.
Yeah. And what I'm appreciating about, you know, today's generation is that they are on a journey of finding themselves, no matter how long it takes. You know, taking my sister, who I've only met almost 5, maybe 6 years now, geez. And, you know, she went through a period of finding herself, and she's still finding herself. She's almost 30. And she went through a couple of jobs, like, no, I don't want that job. No, I don't want that job. So it's like this whole space. And now she's, you know, a mom. And it's like, okay, who is she now? So going back to the whole labels thing, you know, it's these cultural and societal things that we place on each other. You know, I'm not saying that mom isn't, you know, a label, but it's also, it's, well, it is, but I mean, and then maybe it's the wrong example, but a mother is a mother, mm-hmm. period. You know, you have Mother Earth, you have this, that, but when you are stepping through, looking for something to identify with, when you're looking for something to connect to, allow your soul to guide you, allow your ego or your mind to step out of the way to allow that to happen, because that's what really needs to happen. You know, because we are now in this most sensitive birthing period. Because mm-hmm. we're giving birth right now.
All you men thought you out there didn't know what it's like to give birth. Ah, no. But I love the word earth. I don't know if you know this, but if you take the word earth, and, you know, talking about the mother and where we are right now and the energies. So you take the word earth and you take the H off the end and bring it to the front. You have heart. So Mother Earth, in her word that she was given of what she is, the label she was giving as earth, is the formula in the heart of where we need to be right now to save humanity.
Indeed. And there's definitely a lot of mother energy.
Yes, we were given it. We've always had the answer. We've just chose to stay in the lies and not see the truth of it.
Yeah, because that sometimes is so much easier to deal with.
Yes.
To accept.
Yes. So I always love that. Did you know that one?
No, I didn't, but I should, be in a woke person that I am.
You mean me? I got one up on you. Woohoo! No.
Yeah, you did.
I always throw out a zinger every once in a while.
Yeah.
No, but I do really do love that. I've always remembered that. I learned that years ago. It was, I don't know where I learned, I picked it up, but it always stuck with me because it is the truth. You know, it is the truth being in a heart.
Yeah.
So being in this, I have a question for you. Being in where we are now and everything that's going on and the journey you've been on of looking at things. And so just from like the new year, who do you want to be now? How do you want to show up now?
Oh my goodness. That's a huge.
Well, you could go like, we can just do like a little. Like,
well, you know, with the new information that I've received in the past week and a half about myself, about overcoming my fear, about the trueness the authentic soul, the authentic light that I am. I just want to be that. You know, I mean, there's no better way to be than just that. And I mean, and sharing all of the old is an experience to get to that, you know. And I'm going to say firsthand, you know, that we've all experienced the multi-layer trauma, shame, guilt, all the multi-layer negative, lower vibrating energies. We've all experienced that. And so to, you know, people always often talk about, you know, peeling back the layers of an onion, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the reference.
That onion is rotten now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it has no choice. Right, it has no choice but to fall off. I mean, you get to a point, I'm like, okay, I'm just dead. And so, you know, there's always something to uncover about yourself, especially when you have this idea or label about you. So going to the authentic self, the true self, and the only way to do that is really connect to your soul, to these energies that are present now. I mean, you look at our logo behind us, Metatron's Cube. I mean, the geometric shapes and patterns. You know, signs show up everywhere to assist us, to guide us on the path that we are on, you know, just like this piece that went around my neck, you know, with the star sapphire and the moonstone with Atlantean inscribings on it. I mean, we all, you know, and just like my love for dragons and your love for dragons, like all these things we identify with to bring us closer to the authentic self of who we are. So I guess what I'm saying is they find things that you identify with, but don't attach to them. And I know what I'm saying because I've grown to attach to certain things and identities, but now that's beginning to fall away, the attachment of those things, to understanding that, yes, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And so, yeah, just live in that. As you said, you know, before, you know, live in the earth and live in the heart, because that's the center of all things.
So I'm gonna ask you, I was like, we should change our podcast to just us. what was it? What was it? Will and Greg? Just Jack.
Oh yeah, just us.
So Jack had it right. Just
Jack. Yeah, exactly. So now I'm gonna ask you the same question.
Oh, I knew you were gonna do that. So, whew, well, I think how I want to be.
I feel.
Oh, well, that's right. I can't say think. I feel I want to be in this world going forward. In my human experience, experiencing all that I can and living the life from my heart and flowing with all that I can. To know the past doesn't mean anything. To know that all the labels I've taken on don't mean anything. And to go back to the innocence and the curiosity I used to have as a child and start to see through those eyes more, to have fun and play and enjoy, not get so caught up on the mundane, but to enjoy, experience, flow, and step into the things I really love that really resonate in my heart, such as my drawing and my painting, and just flowing with that and figuring out, not even figuring out, opening to the experience of being who I truly am and having the, and letting go of the fear that it doesn't matter, that I, and in, I guess in the knowingness that I can do that. And I don't have to listen to anyone who says otherwise.
Yeah, I love that.
And how that looks right now, I'm still figuring that out. I'm still moving through that, but I know I'm moving into that. I just want to explore and have fun and enjoy this human experience and not get so caught up on all the shit. That's my word today. I don't know why it keeps on popping up.
Yeah.
Or the labels or, you know, whatever I've positioned, all the things I anchor into and, you know, just unraveling all that, that it really in the grand scheme of everything, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And I think so, this is, no, go ahead.
No, and so when I ever decide to leave this earth plane or they decide that it's time for me to move on, whichever comes first, that I can say I lived the experience of the human experience. And I went through the experience of pain. I went through the experience of anger. I went through the experience of shame. I went through the experience of not good enough. I went through all these experiences. In the same time, I learned how to be who I truly am. But I went through what I signed up for to move through that, to know this is where I want to be, that experience was something that no longer has to be, but it was part of being here experiencing density and polarity. But now I graduated from human school.
A ho
to that. Graduated.
And I think that's a good transition into, you know, what we're going to do next. I think that you could pull a card first before we get into your magnificent sound, because I think that will help guide.
Okay, so I just got these, the mind cards. You want me to call one of those?
Yeah.
I haven't really worked with these too much, and I usually just read the books with these. But I'll see what energy. So the energy. It's throwing me out of journey.
Just pick the first one.
Jen. So interesting. So, well, I guess they all kind of fit together.
Well, so, no, just tell me the first one.
I know, but this is how I do cards. I get a journey. So Chen, which is the energy. I'm going to have to get the book out, people. But anyway, the rest of them is kind of interesting. So it's just kind of like, what filters are you seeing things through? So there's different levels of this. And what's the number one? Anyway, greater cycles came up. So how we're cycling through that realm shift came up, and transparency. So it's kind of interesting what we've been talking about. And then let me get the cheat sheet here, because I'm still learning these cards and all the different cycles. And let's see. So this one, Chen, is so. So the energy, this star glyph is about, which one am I looking at? Oh, I am reading the white one. Innocence, spontaneity, healing inner child, humor, art, artistry, monkey, trickster, desperation, transparency, and divine child.
That speaks for itself. And I think, you know, that's the energy.
And I'm reading this one too. So this is the one that came out at the end. And they're all I can't do this thing. Ock. So the ox energy of this star glyph is heart, breakthrough, new beginnings, relationships, companions of destiny, issues of the emotional body, recasting the past, spiritual strength, guardians and guides, authenticity. So exactly what we both were just talking about was all the cards that came out. So one was for you and one was for me.
Yes. And so and now
everyone else out there. And
yes, you know, exactly. And
the filters that are coming through. And so, okay. Oh, cause I can't add. So the last card, remember I told you the number card and I couldn't figure it out, is 13, which is universal movement. So the wild card, unforeseen forces, unexpected change, expect a miracle, wave wire, flexibility, number sacred to the goddess, frequency, phase shifter.
And that's what we're going to do right now.
I know. So, you know, I love cards. I wouldn't call myself a master reader or anything because I just kind of do my own thing with them. But I just so enjoy them. They're so much fun because they never lie.
So what we're going to do is, since we're close to the end of this episode, is that Rebecca is going to do sound, do a transmission, and I will do my best to translate this sound and frequency. And before we begin, it's not so much what is said, it's so much about what's being felt. And Rebecca, you can add whatever
needs to be. Yeah. So actually, I'm going to read something. I know we might go, what?
Well, no, it's fine. I don't care.
So I'm going to read this. And I need to put it out there because I've kept this to myself for so long. And it's when Stephen Hawking, anyway, it's this whole download I got. I don't need to go into the story right now. So this is kind of what came to me of what is happening when I do this sound. And I think it'll kind of explain it. And I never read it to anyone before. And I pulled it out. So it's obviously here for a reason. So this is what came. It is not sound, light, or even healing. Well, should I say it could be? My dear, it is an expansion of one's molecular, cellular, atomic structure of matter, which I thought didn't exist, however does. Matter is expandable and moves, shapes, shifts, and redefines. The vibration waves that emit through you are using the measurement of sound waves in congruence with the light waves to reflect, retract, and reposition. Sometimes I can't read my writing. Reposition one's beings to upgrade the vibration of that soul called physical part into a higher vibrational part, prepare the planet to be on an upgrade of consciousness and their ability to expression. Using sound voice waves, refraction of the body, reflect into the cells to create a new resonance of beingness, able to function from a different space and time. So anyhow,
I love that.
That's what was given to me. I've never read that except for a few close friends before. So I'm putting it out there, and that's what it is.
That's what it is.
So take that.
Yes.
And I'm buzzing right
now.
How
shall we prepare to do this? You want people? Yeah.
Okay.
Deep breath.
How long do you want to do this? Or you want me just to do a little bit? Or?
Well, feel into it.
We're in the new moon. Okay. So, and you're going to translate?
Yep. I'll do my best to translate when you're done.
After
that, so that doesn't matter.
Since we're translating, we're running out of time. I'm just going to do a quick little thing. So,
no, it doesn't matter. It could be as long as
it's not a quick thing, because we can move into a time frame that it could be an hour.
Yeah, it's our show. We can do what we want.
I know. We can. Wait, I'm going to put my weird thing on and my head thing I had on earlier. My weird unicorn. Okay, everyone. I've been very playful today. So first of all, I just want to say, really step into your inner child and let it to come out right now, because that's the energy I'm feeling right now. But we're going to see what we get here. So I just give me a second. So I want everybody now just to take a deep breath. Let their mind drift away. Step into their heart. And allow the resonance of you to open and expand and feel. Don't evaluate, just allow yourself to be.
That was so cool because I just okay.
You're on, Hillis.
During this time, we are preparing you, your bodies, because your souls already know. This time to be connected, to be upgraded into the higher dimensions, the energies that are meant for you, and for you, and for you. For everyone is different. Everyone is different. And pay attention to the signs, as nothing is a coincidence. As you see, as you feel, as you know, this is for you. Clear away the old and allow the new. Thank you for bringing this message forward.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that. I love that I can do that. I love that you can do that.
Be weird. Put it up. I put it up.
Go ahead. It's come up.
And then we'll end the show. Hold on. Let me find it. I'm getting very technical.
Stay weird.
Stay weird, people.
With the rainbow unicorn.
What?
With your rainbow unicorn.
Love it. Love it. I had to bring my inner child out. She really wanted to come out and play.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you, everyone, for this week's episode. Thank you for being a cosmic explorer with us as we dive to more insightful times of transmutation here on this Gaia Terra Tara, this earth energy welcomes you.
Yeah. And once again, thank you for joining us here at Cosmic Insight, being the cosmic explorer of you. And for me, stay in the heart and play and follow your joy and your love, and you will be okay. Mwah.
Heard instead,
dear listeners,
through podcast radio
on realrevolutionradio.com.
Never before has inspirational podcast radio been taken to this next level of wow. Until now. Today, in the age of information, more and more people are searching for answers and in solutions and how to better approach and perceive every day-to-day concerns by tuning in to realrevolutionradio.com. Isn't it about time we take back our lives, back in consciousness, in a higher state of awareness, in the evolution of our own state of higher well-being? Yes, we can do so consciously every day by tuning in to the many groundbreaking and third eye opening podcasts. Our new Cleveland based network of over 33 paradigm shifting internet talk shows only on realrevolutionradio.com. Be part of that change. Evolve. Be inspired.